The information provided on the Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show, featuring America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, and executive producer, Kelly Capasola. Each week, Dr. Stangler and his special guests have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us here on Forever Young. If it's your first time catching the show, whether it's on the traditional radio dial or on the podcast platform, welcome. It's great to have you with us. For the past two decades, we've worked on having a couple of missions, and that is to inform and educate every listener or viewer who tunes into the program all about healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information.
And if you'd like to learn more about the show, please feel free to visit our website at americasnaturaldoctor.com. There you can listen to our past shows, read our articles, and sign up for our free newsletter.
Yeah, it's so fun, Dr. Mark, that health breakthroughs we have on there. When you visit our site, you'll get that pop-up. You just put your email in, and you will get access. So we generally do what, Dr. Mark? We send three out a week, and we include some of your freshest articles, YouTube videos, and things really in the news that people need to know about.
Yeah, there's so much going on in the world of health that that's what we got to get these weekly updates on the website for people.
You can learn more about our podcast by hitting the podcast button. Over 230 episodes are on there. I would challenge anybody to give us a topic that we haven't covered, Dr. Mark, because we've made it our job to talk about the things that people are experiencing out there. Today is a very interesting topic that we have planned because we're going to focus the entire episode on men's health with a highlight on hormones. And I think so much, Dr. Mark, women's hormones are front and center. We're gradually working our way through PMS issues, and then we're having children, and then we go through the change in menopause. And I think guys sometimes are just throwing on the wayside when it comes to dealing with hormones. And I mean, men are as vulnerable as women to having hormonal imbalances. So, I mean, it's pretty important that we talk about these things.
Yeah, makes a huge impact on men's health. And so we'll have a lot of good information to share with people. I think, you know, the women will find interesting things about the men will find ways they can enhance their health, why they probably have hormone imbalance, how to identify it and deal with that. So yeah, it'll be good stuff.
What you've told me over the years, Dr. Mark, you can't have good health without having proper hormone balance. So again, we'll talk more about that. But my name is Kelly Capasola, and I'm being joined by America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler. Now, Dr. Mark, every time we say hello, we generally share an article in the first section of the program. And you recently penned this one, What You Must Know About Post-COVID Syndrome. What would you like to share with the listeners?
Well, with millions of people in the United States and, of course, around the world having had COVID, what they have found in the research is a pretty high percent of people have lasting symptoms. One of the terms that's being used out there is long haulers. In other words, people are dealing with symptoms that are persisting for 12 weeks or longer after they've had COVID. And it's something that needs to be identified and dealt with because it's really impacting people's health.
Definitely. And you have people who are just, gosh, why am I feeling this way? Why am I not feeling normal? And some people still aren't getting a sense of smell or taste back. And it's 6 to 8 months later, right, Dr. Mark? So it's something we need to be aware of.
Yeah, and it can be some serious health issues involved with it. But they've done some studies. For example, one study, they looked at research from 38 hospitals in the U.S., and they found about 33%, that's a pretty high number, of patients reported persistent symptoms. And then about 19% had new or worsening symptoms, you know, post-COVID. And in that study, the most reported symptom was shortness of breath. People having problems walking up the stairs. Others included a chronic cough, the loss of taste and smell, like you said. And then there's also research from Europe, where they followed people who had been hospitalized and recovered. And they followed them after 60 days after the onset of their symptoms. And that was even worse there. The most reported symptom was fatigue, about 53% of people, shortness of breath, 43%, joint pain, 27%, chest pain, about 22%, and about 55% of the patients experienced three or more ongoing symptoms post-COVID. So these are very high numbers of people who are having this kind of ongoing chronic inflammatory response, immune system abnormalities, and it's affecting other major organ systems in the body. I mean, it's very clear in the mainstream medical literature now, they're finding that a lot of people with the post-COVID syndrome, the effects obviously on the respiratory system, like the shortness of breath we spoke about before. Their oxygen levels aren't getting up to high enough levels. One of the more concerning ones is blood clots. People are developing blood clots from this inflammatory response. People are having heart palpitations, heart arrhythmias. In terms of the nervous system, people are getting fatigue, muscle aching, headache, brain fog, anxiety, depression, insomnia. People can have reduced kidney function. There's some big effects on the hormonal system, worsening of diabetes and insulin regulation, thyroid inflammation, bone loss, adrenal gland dysfunction. Digestive-wise, they found in research very interesting alterations in the gut microbiome. And of course, we've talked many times in the show how that affects your health. And of course, you know, there can be some of these things obviously can be life-threatening. You know, heart arrhythmias, blood clots, shortness of breath, chest pain. So this is, you know, very important stuff here.
Again, you also, in this article, reference some holistic and nutritional therapies that may be incorporated that people can learn more about by reading this article, what you must know about post-COVID syndrome at americasnaturaldoctor.com. And highly recommend that you go and listen to our podcast, episode 228. We talked about it throughout the entire show with Dr. Paul Anderson, the long hauler effect, and even some of the autoimmune conditions that were lying dormant that after a positive COVID test, that basically people are dealing with some issues that they weren't before. We have to run out to a break. When we come back, we'll be talking more on your health. So stick with us.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, postnasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol.
Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, as well as Amazon.com. For a complete list of retailers, visit clear.com. That's XLEAR.com.
At the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine, they offer advanced health care screening and medical management programs to better serve you, the patient. Their mission is to optimize your health span and your lifespan. They go way beyond the dominant medical model, which is actually a sick care model. In this outdated approach, your symptoms are treated, but the root causes of your health issues are often ignored. At the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine, America's natural doctor, Mark Stengler, will help you to take control and be proactive in managing your health, and will also help you to uncover those root causes of your symptoms with state-of-the-art lab testing, so you can get the clearest possible picture of your current health and then some recommended targeted treatment and preventative modalities so you can achieve your long-term health goals. For a full list of treatments offered, please visit markstengler.com. That's markstengler.com or call today, 760-274-2377. That's 760-274-2377.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, thank you for joining us right here each and every week on Forever Young with America's Natural Doctor, Dr. Mark Stengler. Again, you can pick us up on the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, you name it, we're out there in the world. Or you can go to americasnaturaldoctor.com, click on the podcast, and learn more about all the episodes. We've spent a lot of time building you a custom podcast that you can share with your friends and family. Dr. Mark, so good to be with you today. Appreciate that article we just shared with the audience on post-COVID syndrome and issues that long haulers are having. But now, as promised to our audience, we're going to talk about men's health. Now, Dr. Mark, so often when you immediately think in your mind men's health, the first place you go to generally, testosterone or testosterone issues. How common is low testosterone in men?
You know, it's very, very common. Even the mainstream clinic, the Cleveland Clinic, they state that low testosterone affects about 40% of men aged 45 and older. I mean, that's a very high percent. And there's been other research which has been similar to that. And we know men's testosterone levels are at the highest levels, obviously, in early adulthood, but they decrease by 1 to 2% a year beginning in a man's 40s.
Recently, Dr. Mark, you and I were speaking, and you were saying you're seeing gentlemen coming into the clinic that are even younger than 45 that are having some of these issues. What are some of the causes of low testosterone?
Right. Well, there can be various causes as to why men have low testosterone. One can be just the effects of stress. When you have high stress hormones, that can throw off the messaging system where the testicles produce testosterone. We know men that are overweight are more likely to have testosterone deficiency. We know men that have diabetes and prediabetes are more likely to have low testosterone. There can be other more rare causes where people have had like head injuries. Men have had head injuries, and so the messaging from the brain to the testicles gets messed up. Men that have maybe in their younger years or older years have messed around with testosterone replacement, and now their testicles aren't producing the testosterone. There can be other rare things like benign tumors in the brain, like in the pituitary gland. That could be an issue. So these are just some of the causes that can lead to low testosterone. And I should mention this ongoing phenomenon they've been really studying the last decade, and that is the effects of environmental chemicals, like the xenoestrogens, for example. And, you know, these chemicals, like from plastics, from pesticides, heavy metals, all these chemicals in the environment, they interfere with the testicles being able to make testosterone. And then with, you know, the typical diet today, men are deficient in things like zinc, like vitamin D, like magnesium, which we know can predispose a man to being deficient in testosterone because you need these nutrients to make testosterone. And lastly, Kelly, I should say, there are certain medications that can make men prone to testosterone deficiency. Now, one of the more common ones would be the statin cholesterol-lowering drugs. Why is that? Well, cholesterol is the building block for making hormones, including testosterone. So now there's research showing that men who take statins are at increased risk for testosterone deficiency.
Wow. I mean, that's not great because we're looking at it and we're hoping that, okay, we want to make sure that everybody's getting what they need. We want to make sure the men are getting the vitamin D, the zinc, and, you know, managing stress. And sometimes it's just out of their control, Dr. Mark, and there's not much they can do. And then they talk to somebody great like you who explains, hey, look, this is why you're gaining weight. This is why you feel fatigued. How do you generally figure out if somebody's at your clinic, if they're having testosterone issues? Do you run any type of tests?
Yeah, well, the first thing we do, of course, is, you know, I talk to the patient and examine them. And what you're going to find is a lot of common symptoms with low testosterone, like fatigue, low libido, erectile dysfunction. Men also tend to have poor memory and concentration. They're losing muscle mass or they're not able to build muscle mass even with physical activity. They get increased body fat, especially around the midsection. They don't recover well from physical activity. Lab tests, you might find elevated cholesterol levels can be a sign that you're hormones like testosterone are low as the body tries to adapt to the lower testosterone. Men tend to have depression when they're deficient in testosterone. They have a decreased resistance to stress. And so these are some of the, you know, signs and symptoms that we see. And then on lab testing, of course, in the morning, it's best tested in the morning before 9 a.m. We test their testosterone level, like their total testosterone, what they call the bioavailable testosterone. But we check other things. We check their estrogen level. High estrogen, which is especially made by fat cells in men or from environmental chemicals, that blunts the effects of testosterone and gives signals to the testicles not to make the testosterone. So we look at the estrogen. We look at the messengers you get from the brain, which tell the testicles to make testosterone. These hormones called FSH and LH, for example. We look at their stress hormone levels to see if they're imbalanced, because if they're imbalanced, that throws off the testosterone. And sometimes we do fancier testings, like we actually measure the environmental xenoestrogens, these environmental chemicals which could be thrown off their hormone balance, and those can be tested as well.
Yeah, that is so great that you're able to get down and figure it out, because so often I think when a man is aging, he just is thinking, oh, great, this is how I'm supposed to feel, but you're really not, right, Dr. Mark?
Yeah, and there's also, you know, this issue of the balance between estrogen and testosterone. As I said, when men age, their testosterone does drop. And their estrogen levels tend to increase, especially, again, if they're overweight, they're not eating well, they have detoxification problems, they got too many toxins in their body. And so you get this ratio of elevated estrogen, lower testosterone, and then causes a lot of the symptoms that we're talking about.
Another thing, Dr. Mark, and again, congratulations, January of this year, you presented your newest book, which is Healing the Prostate. It's been helping so many guys out there. I mean, it covers everything you could ever imagine, Dr. Marika. You know, congratulations again on writing that book. But again, you stress the importance of not only understanding all aspects of health for men, but you talk a lot about the prostate and why every man should really know this information moving forward. Because I've heard you say, Dr. Mark, that you're pretty much going to have a prostate issue no matter what if you're a man. It's just depending on how bad is it going to be and how manageable it's going to be. So can you talk to that, maybe talk a little bit about BPH?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, BPH, or benign prostatic hyperplasia, which is a fancy way of saying prostate enlargement in medical terms, a very, very common condition where the prostate gland enlarges, but it's not cancerous. And this really affects about 50% of men between the ages of 51 and 60. And as you get older, you know, the rates go up. So if you're 90, there's a 90% likelihood you have prostate enlargement. And the biggest thing for men with this is that they have urination problems. You know, they got frequent urination during the day. They get a feeble stream. The most aggravating one for them is getting up multiple times a night to urinate. Basically, the prostate is below the bladder, and the outlet for the bladder, called urethra, it goes through the prostate, and as the prostate enlargement occurs, it pinches on this urinary tube, so it causes urinary issues. Men are also more prone to urinary tract infections or inflammation of the prostate. So these are all things that men deal with, and sometimes they're just occurring at low levels. I mean, men can do their daily activities and everything, but it's very aggravating and irritating. And, you know, it's irritating for their spouses, too, and are getting up multiple times a night to have to go to the restroom.
Right. So basically, is that because of the pressure that's being put on the bladder when the prostate enlarges? Or is it just an issue of a weak bladder and nocturia, which we often hear about, that frequent nighttime urination?
Yeah, well, good question. Well, with the prostate enlargement, it's really more, again, being located underneath the bladder, and that urinary tube draining the bladder, it's pinching on that urinary tube. So that's one thing with urination. But as I talk about in the book, a lot of men do have bladder problems. They have weak bladders. They have bladder valves that aren't working properly. And so when we treat their prostate as well as the bladder with natural techniques, we get much, much better results than just the traditional treatment of just treating the prostate only. And so that's one of the keys to helping men. A lot of men, you have to treat both to get optimal results. And there are ways to do that, you know, I talk about in the book.
Definitely. I mean, there's not much you hadn't covered in the book, Dr. Mark. I really appreciate the time that you put into writing that book, because there wasn't really much out there. I think it's either, okay, we're only going to talk prostate and that's it, or then you have your book who's talking, what are you eating? Why you need to avoid estrogen dominance? How to better manage the effects of mood swings and the lack of energy. But before we go to break, we have about a minute and a half. I just want to pick your brain on BPH. So when we're talking about when a man is experiencing that, can that have a trickle-down effect to cause other hormonal imbalances throughout the system?
Not necessarily, but having the BPH usually indicates you do have hormone imbalances. So one of the big things I talk about in the book, which really isn't addressed well in conventional medicine, is the prostate's a very hormone-sensitive gland. And so what research has shown is that men who have prostate problems, whether it be enlarged prostate like BPH, prostate cancer, things like this, what they have an imbalance with their hormones. They have too much of a metabolite of testosterone called DHT, dihydrotestosterone. And as well, that estrogen pops up again. Elevated estrogen levels are a problem. So both the DHT and the estrogen, they stimulate the cells to grow in the prostate. And that's, again, a problem for prostate enlargement and prostate cancer. So ultimately, we've got to balance those hormones out better to help the prostate out.
All right, listeners, again, another great shortcut is you can go to our website, americasnaturaldoctor.com. On the homepage, you're going to see an image that says, are your estrogen levels higher than your wife? On there, you can click on there. You can sign up for a free special report on estrogen dominance. And also, if you're interested in getting a digital copy of the book, Healing the Prostate by Dr. Mark Stengler, you can do that as well. It's for sale on there for a discounted price for you to go ahead and check it out as a listener of the show, or menandhormones.com to get some additional information. Stick with us when we come back. We're going to talk about some of the causes or the issues that can arise when you're dealing with ED or low libido. So stick with us, guys. Got a lot of great information to share.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Labs offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. These doctor-formulated, additive-free formulations range from a one-a-day to a four-a-day, depending on your preference. Each formula contains antioxidants such as sunflower-based, soy-free vitamin E, pure whey C with a 12-hour retention, Albion Minerals, the gold standard in mineral key, vitamin K2 as MK7, coenzymated Bs, and methylated folate. Recent research has shown that over 46% of people cannot metabolize synthetic folic acid or natural folate unless it is in its coenzymated form. Learn more about Emerald Labs, the additive-free company. Visit emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. Also available at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a wonderful conversation all about men and hormones, giving you practical tips and some of the research that Dr. Mark found while writing his newest book, Healing the Prostate. Again, Dr. Mark, thank you so much for sharing all this information with the guys out there and even with their wives or girlfriends, because this is something that affects the entire family. If you're talking about that frequent nighttime urination that you alluded to, One, the man's not getting proper sleep because he's getting up 3 to 4 times a night. And then in turn, the wife is getting woken up. So we want to be cognizant of that and figure out ways around it. But before we went to the break, Dr. Mark, we were going to share more on ED and low libido. Can we talk a little bit about that? Because I think when that's brought up, that brings some shame to men. And it's really not their fault. There's a cardiovascular and a circulatory system that is responsible for that circulation. And sometimes when it's not working properly, you can be set up for some issues.
Well, that's a very good point, Kelly. You know, it used to be in years past, it was blamed on psychological issues for erectile dysfunction. But actually, when you look at the medical literature, it's very clear. Most cases are a physical problem. And like you said, it's actually, we now know in medicine, when a man has erectile dysfunction, and while it can be psychological in nature, most cases are physical or can be a combination thereof, this is a warning sign that there's a problem in the cardiovascular system, that a person has cardiovascular disease. Matter of fact, when you look at the literature, about 50% of men who have erectile dysfunction have cardiovascular disease. That means if you have this issue, there's a 50% likelihood you have cardiovascular disease going on. That means your arteries are having plaque buildup in them. You're getting reduced blood flow occurring, not just to the genital area, but to the heart and brain and other areas. So we know that men who have erectile dysfunction have a much higher rate of death overall, irrespective of even their testosterone levels. And again, this is because we're seeing you probably have a good chance you have cardiovascular disease going on. So this is something that needs to be looked at and addressed in a very holistic manner.
And I know we didn't plan on talking about this, Dr. Mark, but if you're mad, I'm sorry. But I just wanted to ask this question. What about like some of the alternative routes, right? So say a man's already having some cardiovascular issues, and then maybe they go and they're put on a pharmaceutical to help with the ED, or they use it on that occasion. What are your views on that? Is that causing more of an issue? Is it putting a Band-Aid on the problem? What have you seen with that?
Well, what we do at our clinic, what I do with patients for men, that's the last step. I mean, we try and treat men with diet and nutritional supplements, stress reduction, hormone balancing issues first. And that works very well for men who have mild to moderate problems of ED or erectile dysfunction. And that's most men. Now, men who, their health's not good, maybe they've done those things, or it's very serious, severe case, then we may have to use medications. We prefer not to because men can get, obviously, side effects from those things. Digestive upset, headaches, nausea. If you have existing heart disease, there's some risk with those. So they're not a first line of treatment like most doctors do. We prefer them as a last line of treatment.
I figured, and that's great. That's great information, you know, because one, you're always this detective who's going in there and trying to figure out, okay, what are some of the root causes? Mm. How can we make some modifications and see if we can get some improvement? So I appreciate that. And Dr. Mark, before we move on anymore, I just wanted to have the conversation because a lot of emails and listeners send us questions on prostate cancer. Can we just talk about that? I know we skimmed over it a little bit, but I think that so many people are dealing with that out there. And do you have any type of stats on how many men will potentially expose to potentially having a cancer diagnosis when it comes to the prostate?
Well, it's pretty common in men. I mean, it's the second most common type of cancer in men, second to skin cancer. And about 1 in 9 men will develop prostate cancer during their lifetime. So that's the stat right there, really. You know, 1 in 9 men. So very, very common. Now, behind lung cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death in men. So, you know, it's common.
Jeez.
Now, fortunately, the majority of prostate cancers are not aggressive and slow growing, but of course you do have the percent that are, which is, you know, more serious. So, you know, as men get older, the incidence of prostate cancer increases with age, especially after the age of 50. And then about 80% of prostate cancers are diagnosed in men who are 65 and older. So it is common. You know, there's different risks. You know, family history, genetics is a factor. It's not the factor. People that live in northern locations have higher prostate cancer rates, maybe because they don't get enough vitamin D. People exposed to environmental toxins. I mean, remember during the Vietnam War, like Agent Orange, that was shown to increase the risk of prostate cancer. You know, firefighters are exposed to chemicals that increase the risk of prostate cancer. We know there's research demonstrating that diet definitely plays a role. A diet high in animal fat might increase the risk. A diet high in vegetables, fruits, legumes, like a Mediterranean, is protective against prostate cancer. Studies show men who are obese are much more likely to get prostate cancer. If you're African American, the risk is higher, although the cause isn't exactly clear. And so those are some of the more common causes. But the things men obviously can control a lot would be, you know, their diet, their weight, their blood sugar balance, chemical exposure. A lot of these things men have control over to reduce their risk.
Right, exactly, which is great because, you know, there is some promise to make some modifications there. And then when we look at it, Dr. Mark, just one more question and then mm-hmm. we'll move on. Okay, say a man is 45 years of age, 50 years of age, starts developing some type of a prostate issue. And then there's a man who's 75 years old who develops that same prostate issue. Does the traditional medical world in most cases treat them the same, or is that older gentleman, kind of they watch it more before taking action?
Yeah, very good point. Yes, that is true. So men that are older, diagnosed with like low risk prostate cancer, so not the more aggressive type, it is much more common now to have what's called active surveillance, and that's where doctors just monitor them, make sure it's not getting worse, it's not spreading. So that has become much more acceptable now in men who have prostate cancer where there hasn't been any spreading and the grading of it isn't, you know, really bad, and so they're monitored. Men that are younger, of course, they have many more years to live, more likely to have issues, then typically, yeah, they're going to get the surgery or the radiation therapy or the more, you know, extreme therapies just because it's a lot more risky in those cases.
Right, and then before we go to the break, women go through menopause. That's when we start losing the amounts of estrogen we need, and then men go through andropause, right, and they start losing the amount of balance or testosterone that they generally need. Can you give us just a little bit on andropause? Because I think 30 years ago when a man bought a new sports car and he was in his 40s, they would be saying he was having a midlife crisis, but maybe he was just having andropause, right, Dr. Mark?
Well, maybe, but yeah, with the andropause, it is the drop in testosterone, the relative increase in estrogen. And then men start, again, they're getting more fatigue, they put on weight, their metabolism slows down, maybe more depression. Memory's not as good, loss of muscle mass. So that's, you know, and I should mention, men can get hot flashes and night sweats too with a drop in testosterone. That is one of the symptoms they can have. So, you know, somewhat analogous, although a little bit different than what the women experience, but it does happen.
Wow, that is interesting. I've never heard that, Dr. Mark. Thank you so much for sharing that, because those hot flashes are not fun. So I think that you know, we're all kind of going through this, whether you're a man or a woman, and your hormones are changing as we age. And as you've alluded to, Dr. Mark, all of our environmental issues that we're dealing with and trying to find that balance. But I would imagine if you're a man going through andropause or have testosterone or prostate issues, and then you're a woman going through menopause and you're having all these other issues as that a change in your life is occurring, it could be very interesting for a married couple who's been together for 20 years to experience some of those issues together. It probably could cause some challenges, Dr. Mark.
Yeah, well, I mean, the hormones, we have to remember, they do affect very directly the neurotransmitters, the brain chemicals, and that's why you can get pronounced effects on mood, you know, in both men and women. Anxiety, depression, irritability, memory, libido. So the hormones definitely affect brain function.
Yeah, for sure. And we're trying to keep our brain dialed in. You know, it's already, as we're aging, we're losing things here and there when it comes to memory or not being able to find our words or brain fog. So definitely want to dial that in. And for our listeners out there, if you or someone you know is experiencing any of these things that we're talking about or the symptoms of low testosterone, ED or low libido, mood swings, lack of energy, or that increased body fat, you can go ahead and get access to Dr. Mark Stengler's special report on estrogen dominance. We're going to talk about that when we come back from the break, but you can go and pick it up at www.menandhormones.com. Again, that is menandhormones.com. Or on the homepage of americasnaturaldoctor.com. You'll see an image that says, download Dr. Stengler's special report on estrogen dominance. Click on there, you'll put your email in, you'll get the free report, and then you'll also have an opportunity to buy a PDF version of Healing the Prostate and some dietary plans. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk a lot more about that. We are what we eat very often, Dr. Mark. If we're eating fried foods and not eating a very balanced diet, whether you're a man or a woman, you're going to have some of these problems. The food's going to catch up to you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And a lot of people don't realize the foods you eat directly affect your hormone balance. So if you're not eating a proper diet, you're going to end up with hormone imbalance as well.
Geez, there's just so many things out there that we're all up against that could totally just put your hormones out of whack. Whether, you know, even on things you are trying to make improvements on. So stick with us. When we come back, we're going to talk estrogen dominance and diet and lifestyle.
We often hear B-complex referred to as the happy vitamin. B-vitamins are instrumental for maintaining proper health. B-vitamins are not only what your body burns through to cope with stress, but they are also necessary for energy production. A deficiency in them can leave you feeling stressed and with low energy. Emerald Laboratories Be Healthy offers a superior blend of full-spectrum B-vitamins in their highly absorbable, activated forms. This unique clinical potency formula contains a wide variety of B-vitamins in the activated methylcobalamin form and folic acid in its activated methylated form. Studies show that over 46% of Americans cannot properly metabolize folic acid, even from food sources, if it is not in its active methylated form. Emerald Laboratories Clinical Potency Coenzymated Be Healthy is also gluten-free and additive-free.
Learn more about Emerald Labs, the additive-free company. Visit emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. Also available at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, thank you for joining us on Forever Young with America's Natural Doctor. I'm talking with my co-host, Dr. Mark Stengler, all about men and hormones, some of the issues you can come up against as the aging body, or some of the environmental factors or lifestyle choices sometimes can often be a hindrance. So we're talking about ways around it, suggestions, things that men can take a look at. And Dr. Mark, one of those things that we've been hearing more and more about in the last couple of years, especially you've been at the charge of it, is estrogen dominance. Just to be clear, estrogen dominance can affect both men and women. But for a man, he can often have high estrogen levels, very similar or mirroring his wife. So let's talk a little bit about that, Dr. Mark.
Well, it's true. And the men, in terms of how they're going to feel and have testosterone balanced, they have to have their estrogen balanced. I mean, there's a lot of products out in the market used to support testosterone, but they're missing the boat if they're not addressing the estrogen imbalance, the estrogen dominance, which is so very common in men because of things like being overweight, because of the 80,000 man-made chemicals in the environment. although xenoestrogens are getting from plastics, for example, pesticides that have accumulated throughout the years. And so it's setting men up for estrogen dominance, and as a result, it's suppressing their testosterone, and it's having its own direct effects on men, really feminizing them in a certain way. Lowering libido, for example, affecting erectile dysfunction. And it's such an involved topic, Kelly, and how it needs to be identified and addressed. And that's why I wrote that special report, which I know you're giving the information out, because it really, you have to have the right approach in terms of treating it. And unfortunately, doctors, I mean, they either don't know about it or they're not addressing it. And the issue is this: your average doctor in America has very little training in hormones. You know, they have very little training. And so as a result, all these men with prostate enlargement issues, erectile dysfunction, low testosterone, one of the main root causes, the estrogen dominance, is not being addressed. And that's why they're only getting partial results, or they tend to get worse over time.
Not even the aging population, right? Dr. Mark, you're saying younger gentlemen, you know, maybe going through puberty, having some of these feminine features, or I don't know the appropriate term for it. I know you do, but, you know, developing male breasts can also be a little bit of an issue.
That's right. Gynecomastia, it's called. We get the extra breast fat tissue developing around the breast. That can be related to estrogen levels. And so, you know, we do see men in their 20s. We see men in their 20s with lower testosterone levels, elevated estrogen. And that's setting the stage for major problems, health problems, currently and down the road. And then you got the men, you know, over the age of 50, and they worry about prostate cancer. Yeah, with these, with this estrogen dominance. And look, they did a study of about 2,000 men who developed prostate cancer. And when they tested them, they analyzed them, they found they had prolonged exposure to workplace chemicals. You know, things like the manufacturing of polymers, rubber products, you know, things like shoes, paints, leather tanning, printing. And so, you know, these chemicals not only lead to hormone imbalance, but they can lead to cancerous changes as well.
Did you mention dry cleaning too? Because that's another thing that I've been really researching, the amount of chemical that could be found in any clothes that you potentially get dry cleaned.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, the traditional, I mean, there's newer types of dry cleaning now that don't have that. But yes, that absolutely is true. And then how many men out there are still drinking, you know, through glass water, you know, or plastic water bottles, for example, still very common. How many men are eating more of an organic diet? So they're just loaded up with these estrogenic compounds. You combine that with the fact that most men aren't getting enough fiber in their diet, which they can't then, your body uses to excrete out excess estrogen. They're low in certain minerals I talk about in the report, which your liver needs to break estrogen down so it doesn't build up. So these are all factors that are problematic.
It's good to talk about these things because a lot of times most gentlemen don't even know this could potentially be one of the causes. And look, we always talk about hydration on this show. We encourage you to get good quality clean water. One of the things, if you're going into a gas station, you'll often see stacks and cases of water outside of there sitting in the sun. Please don't buy those. Those plastics are so thin. You have the sun beating down it all day. I mean, there's a large potential that that plastic can be leaching into the water.
Yes, yes. So these are major, major issues for men and women's health, without a doubt, Kelly. And so
right.
We've got to get these hormones balanced out for the men and women. And of course, we're focusing on men right now. And we always tackle the women's hormonal issues too, which we'll do again in the future as well. But again, the men, I mean, with all this testosterone deficiency going on, this estrogen dominance and all the effects it has on the body, it's something that has to be addressed. Otherwise, men are going to have these all these common problems, erectile dysfunction, fatigue, low libido, depression, weight gain, inability to maintain muscle mass or gain muscle mass. They lose bone as well. Their brain actually shrinks when they have the testosterone deficiency. So these are all serious things.
And again, let's talk friend or foe. When we say that, what are we talking about? Food. You know, food can either be there for us and help us feel good and nourished and energized, or at times it could make us not feel so great, whether you're a man or a woman. What do you say to that, Dr. Mark? What are some of the foods that could potentially be causing some of these issues with men? And what are some that have been shown to be helpful?
Well, absolutely. Too much animal fat is one. There's some kind of conflicting research with high intake of dairy products may be problematic. Now, that may have more to do with dairy products like milk and stuff, which is not organic, so they're not getting the hormone, for example. There's a lot of research done on the diet in terms of consuming the simple sugars and the insulin resistance. Now, we have to realize that when men are pre-diabetic, diabetic, that imbalances their hormones too. That actually adds to a problem with the estrogen dominance and the testosterone deficiency. So those are issues. Getting more plant foods in the diet to get that fiber intake, which helps with hormone imbalance. One of the things, you know, I always talk about is ground flax seeds do help the body to counteract, you know, the bad estrogens or xenoestrogens in the body, for example. But yeah, I do give menu planning in the book on the reports on like a modified Mediterranean diet and how that creates just phenomenal hormone balance for the men.
Definitely. And that's one of the things that we were sharing with the listeners today. If you want to learn more about this and figure out, okay, what really is estrogen dominance? We have a report that you can get, a free special report. We also have the download that you could purchase of Healing the Prostate. But those meal plans are great, Dr. Mark, because you can buy those in addition to the report and you get 2 weeks. You really made sure that you were giving men, one, good quality food that they're going to want to eat, but very good quality ingredients.
Yeah, well, I actually worked with a well-known holistic chef, actually, in creating this. And so, basically, I would come up with the foods I wanted in terms of their nutritional profile and their hormone balancing properties. And then she came up with the recipes, obviously, to make them taste good. It even includes things like what we call our prostate super juice you can use. You can make daily to create good prostate health. Juices you can use for inflammation, to reduce inflammation, which occurs in the prostate. Different types of smoothies. Healthier types of pancakes, you know, all sorts of interesting things which people can eat. And we made sure that, you know, they're good tasting. That's why I hired this well-known chef.
And again, it can get you on that path of eating good quality foods again. You know, it takes so long to reestablish a new habit. If the guys out there are eating fast food 3 to 5 times a week, please modify that. Make some dietary changes, as Dr. Mark alluded to, and then go to menandhormones.com. Again, that's menandhormones.com, so you can get access to Dr. Stengler's special report on estrogen dominance. We also put a little shortcut when you go to americasnaturaldoctor.com, where you can see it right on the homepage. You can click on that, learn more. Dr. Mark has really spent a lot of time and energy putting this information together, and this is a category that isn't talked about enough, but also, even when it is talked about, they're not as knowledgeable because they're just kind of going off of, oh, what's going on in the world, and they're not really seeing patients and running blood work. So again, please keep doing what you've been doing for the last 26 years, because so many men have been helped out there.
Oh, I appreciate it. In about an hour, I'll be off, you know, doing some more research on different aspects of health. So there's a lot of stuff to keep up with, but I really, really enjoy it.
If you're catching the show for the first time, I want to just let some other listeners know out there, especially our female audience. This has been a great show. Again, we always spread it out. This has been focused on men's health. But we also did a show, episode 212. It was all aspects of women's health. And I was joined by Dr. Angela Stengler. We talked diet, PMS, hormones, and menopause. So if there's more information that you're looking for to our female audience, please feel free and go and check that out. And for the men out there, I hope you enjoyed the show today. Again, you can learn more at menandhormones.com or by going to the homepage of americasnaturaldoctor.com. Dr. Mark, what would you like to leave with the listeners today on our topic of men's health?
Well, it's just that the fact that most men in America have hormone imbalance. They have these common issues we're talking about, like prostate enlargement. They're susceptible to prostate cancer. They're dealing with erectile dysfunction, low libido, mood problems, energy problems, muscle problems. And so a large part of this goes back to balancing the hormones with diet, with exercise, with the right supplements, using the right testing I talk about in the book on how to identify these problems. So there's good news. This can be helped. This can be prevented. It can be treated properly, mainly with natural therapy. So I encourage men and their spouses to get educated on this.
Wonderfully said, Dr. Mark. I hope our listeners have a happy and healthy week, and we'll catch you next time right here on Forever Young.